Today, the program that limited sales to California began on August 11. GM says it was successful, attracting 1.5 million visitors to the website and producing 15,000 sales leads for dealers in the Golden State. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pat Wood of August Review, and Pat's been charting the course of the Trilateral Commission for many years, going back to the late 1970s. Reason I had Pat on, I was certainly looking on some articles on the Internet the other day, and I saw there was some fellow named Zolnick, Robert Zolnick, I think was his name. He's the president of the World Bank. And he was saying that we're just going to have to be looking for another currency, another major world currency of some sort. The dollar cannot be the lone world currency. Now, of course, you have to understand that we have a select group, about 80, less than 100 people here in the Northern Hemisphere, who run our country, who make mockery out of the electoral process. They control both political parties. They control the banking industry and the corporations and the foundations and the wealth of our nation and the media. And that name, Zolnick, was sort of familiar. So I looked up on the Internet and Pat Wood, and sure enough, this guy comes from the Trilateral Commission, as everybody else does, who's of any importance, because the president of the World Bank almost always comes from the membership roles of the World Trade Organization, the person who is the head of the World Trade Association, or our representative of the World Trade Organization, comes from this group, because they're dedicated to the destruction of our economy and transferring our wealth and our manufacturing overseas. And the people who control the Federal Reserve, almost always, three of the last four Fed chairmen came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Now, Mr. Bernanke isn't. They're setting him up as the fall guy for the terrible tragedy that lies ahead. But, I mean, every president and or vice president of the United States between 1976 and 2008 was a member of the Trilateral Commission. The vast majority of the secretaries of state, the vast majorities of the secretary of defense, the people who control our nation and the major banks, all come from the membership roles, and the man who's tracked them better than anybody else is with us today. Hi, Pat. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on today.
Well, you go ahead, because as soon as I went to your article, to your website, which is August Review, I found that you were two steps ahead of me. You already had an article up on him. So you tell people the background of what's really going on from your point of view.
I do keep a keen eye out for what members of the Trilateral Commission are doing, and in this case, you're right to observe that the current World Bank president, Robert Zolnick, is a member of the commission, and he joins five other World Bank presidents over the years that have also been members of the Trilateral Commission. This is one of the favored positions that they have on the world trade scene. We've had, as you mentioned, secretaries of state, secretaries of defense. Those are key players within our country, of course, but they're not particularly key on the world stage. And so the World Bank has been one of those cherry-picked positions that the Trilateral Commission has dominated since at least 1973 when they were formed. So we see within the Obama administration at this point that there's 13 members of the Trilateral Commission appointed to top positions, either in the State Department or the intelligence community. We also see the Secretary of the Treasury, Tim Geithner, is also a member of the Trilateral Commission. Recently, we saw President Obama deliver a speech to the United Nations. It's important to note that Susan Rice, the ambassador to the United Nations, is a member of the Trilateral Commission. So the list goes on. And it would seem like after 35 years, nothing has changed. These people are still firmly in control of our executive branch. They're certainly doing the same thing in other countries as well, in Japan and in Europe. But as far as America is concerned, this very, very small group of people, less than 100 people typically, members from the United States, are very dead bent on restructuring America into another form, another type of political entity. And this, of course, is without the authority of Congress or the backing of Congress. Anyway, there's no oversight. There's no... nothing, really. They're just summarily doing it against the will of anybody that would find out about it. So here we are today talking about it.
And, of course, what's so interesting? You know, everybody was really upset. Hillary Clinton gave a speech and talked about the influence of the Council on Foreign Relations. Why did she say that? Well, it's the old bait and switch. What you want to do is talk about an organization that really is not running things. At one time, the CFR did run things, but they were eclipsed by the Trilateral Commission back in 1973 when they created this inner small group, and certainly they control the State Department today. Now, Hillary's husband, Bill Clinton, was a member of the Trilateral Commission. I'm sure he's still affiliated with it. Do you know that after Bill Clinton left office, why he has a foundation, the Bill Clinton Foundation, he got $492 million donated to that foundation. You know, of course, he gets lots of speaking engagements, makes $10-20 million a year for giving speeches. You know, $500,000 a speech, $250,000 a speech. He must be a pretty good speaker, but I didn't think it was worth that much. But can you imagine, and this was probably a year ago, he had already received $492 million for the Clinton Foundation after he left political office. Was that because people have so much admiration for his morality and integrity, or is that simply payment for services rendered? And I'd like to suggest this is what it's really all about. This is how the world really runs when a nation, when a world is turned against God, and where certainly the people no longer fear God, and this is the big problem today. So this small little clique that very, very few people talk about, but they're the ones who are telling Obama what to do. Who gives him his orders? Why, of course, General James Jones. General James Jones, in fact, even gave a talk one time at the CFR where he mentioned he gets his orders every day from Henry Kissinger, who's another member of the Trilateral Commission. But James Jones is the head of the is a member of the Trilateral Commission, as Admiral Blair, who's in charge of all security, Homeland Security, everything else. And this little clique of people that Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck and all these people who are so well thought of by the conservatives and Christians of this country, they will not allow this to be mentioned on their program or anybody to point out that this little group of people runs both political parties and makes mockery out of the democratic process. Would you agree or disagree with that, Pat?
Well, I'd have to agree. You know, this is the state of affairs that we see today. The fact of the matter is that the entire intelligence community in our country is now dominated by members of this group. General Jones is one you mentioned. The Deputy National Security Advisor, Tom Donilon, is also a member. And then Dennis Blair, of course, is Director of National Intelligence. And these are the three men that filter and deliver 100% of the intelligence information that's given to the president. There is no other source of information that the president will listen to or is able to listen to structurally. This is the way it is. And so everything is filtered through their, through their desk and so on. They make the recommendations to the president to intervene here or not intervene there or go bomb this person or, you know, assassinate that person, whatever the issue is. All of the information comes to this small handful of people. Now, who is Obama going to be influenced by? These people at this point, for instance, the National Security Advisor and so on, or somebody like his former pastor, Reverend Wright. Well, he has no contact today with Reverend Wright. He certainly has a historical impact, but Reverend Wright does not have Obama's ear today. These people do.
And they have it every single day. We'll be back in just a moment with Pat Wood. We'll welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case of a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
There aren't many guarantees in this world. The closest I can come to a guarantee is that the dollar is going to zero. During the great hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany, people who had worked all their lives, invested conservatively, were wiped out, reduced to poverty. There are many parallels between the Weimar and the U.S. today. I'll send you a list. There are ways to protect yourself from hyperinflation, gold and silver, and legal and constitutional ways to avoid confiscation, which is becoming highly probable. I'm Bob Moss with Midas Resources. Many of the people I talk to today are aware of trouble coming but haven't taken action to protect themselves. There is, in fact, a financial tsunami coming, and it could fall upon us quickly with little warning. Don't procrastinate. Protect yourself. Call me today, Bob Moss, at 800-686-2237, extension 111. That's Bob Moss, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 111. Again, that's Bob Moss, 800-686-2237, extension 111.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
With one pandemic here, it's only time until the next one is released. NutraMedical has put together the First Line Defense Kit to help protect you and your loved ones against the next attack. The First Line Defense Kit contains NutraDefense, which blocks viral and bacterial pathogenic attacks on your body. Follow NutraDefense with NutriMmune to boost your natural killer T cells to the maximum, allowing your body to help fight abnormal cells and pathogens. Also included are non-toxic and environmentally friendly defense wipes to destroy all RNA and DNA viruses. Plus, you'll also receive an NIOSH N95 antiviral mask that blocks all viral particles from entering your nose and throat. Last but not least, there's Nutridyne, a super powerful natural universal pathogen killer. Superior to all forms of iodine, Nutridyne protects from nuclear fallout. The first line defense is available now and only through NutraMedical.com or by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, you know, they often say, you know, if you're going to a football game, you can't tell the players without a program. Well, this is true. What's going on in the world today? And one of the best places to get the list of the members of the Trilateral Commission would be Pat Wood's website, and he has a special place there. You can get the membership roll of the entire Trilateral Commission, because there are members in Europe and in Asia. But, of course, the ones you're primarily interested in are the ones here in the United States. I mean, who are some of the prominent members of the North American branch of the Trilateral Commission? Why, the president of the Bank of Israel. What's the president of the Bank of Israel doing a member of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission? And then the president of the Bank of Central Bank of Canada. And certainly we know Paul Volcker, who was the chairman of the Federal Reserve System up until 1987, and he's the chief financial behind-the-scenes advisor to Barack Obama, and he's recently said, you know, we're not going to be guaranteeing any corporations, we're not going to be guaranteeing any insurance companies, that we shouldn't have guaranteed AIG, but we have to guarantee the big banks, you know, they're just too big to fall. They'd pull down the economic system if we let them fall. He's talking about Goldman Sachs and Chase Manhattan, Citigroup. And isn't it interesting that they're all directly or indirectly related to the Trilateral Commission? Have you noticed that, Pat?
Well, certainly, Dr. Stan. Goldman Sachs, for instance, has more representation on the Trilateral Commission than any other investment bank in the world. But, of course, that's not to take away from J.P. Morgan Chase, whose chairman and CEO, Jamie Dimon, is a member, or Citicorp, or Citigroup, or some of the giant European banks who also have high-ranking members as part of the Trilateral Commission. But the core of the power structure of the Trilateral Commission can be seen within these very banks. These are the people who are driving the world stage right now. And this was predicted by Zbigniew Brzezinski, the co-founder of the Trilateral Commission, way back in 1972, that the international banks would be calling the shots on the world economy rather than political entities like congresses and parliaments and so on. And this is exactly what we have today. So when it came time for a bailout, for instance, and I suspected this 2 years ago when Henry Paulson replaced John Snow as Secretary of the Treasury, something was afoot. They sent their guy in. He came from Goldman Sachs, CEO. They put their guy in to administrate the giveaway of American, the taxpayer money from the Treasury to his own cronies, to the big banks, to the big investment houses, to Bank of America, to J.P. Morgan, to Goldman Sachs, and so on. And it was an absolute fraud and a sham. And virtually everybody knew it, even though Congress went along with it at the time. Everybody seemed to know that it was a smelly deal. So, we need to get rid of these people, Dr. Stan, as a bottom line. If we can't move these people out of our government, people like Tim Geithner, for instance, and James Jones and Paul Volcker and some names from the past and names from the present, Richard Haass, for instance, if we can't get these people out of our government, they're going to take us all the way down to the very rock bottom.
And
there will be no more America.
And their goal is to destroy our economy. I mean, as we pointed out yesterday, isn't it wonderful that our federal government is lending money to a company associated with Al Gore so they can start building new factories to make jobs in Finland? And, of course, Ford is opening a new plant in China, and Chrysler, you know, we gave certainly Chrysler to Fiat Motor Company, and they're opening new plants in Mexico and in Italy. And, of course, General Motors has announced it's opening a new plant in China, and I'm sure they'll be opening them in the other BRIC nations with the $50 billion we gave them. But how is that going to help America? And people scratch their heads and see, I don't understand how it can help America to open up plants throughout the rest of the world. And the truth of the matter is, it's all part of the program to transfer the wealth and manufacturing and jobs of the United States to other countries. It should be as obvious as the nose on your face. But, of course, most people can't even see the nose on their face. So we got a real problem. And go right ahead, Pat.
Well, there's an ironic twist to this in a way that it's not just that they want to destroy our country. That, in the end, of it, that would actually be a bad thing for them if we were completely removed to become a banana republic. But imagine that they would be a swarm of mosquitoes and that the United States would be a warm body that was formerly very vigorous. But the mosquitoes figured out that there's blood in the patient. And so they descend on the body and they stick their little proboscis in and they start to feed on the live body, if you will. And given enough mosquitoes and given enough time and given enough growth of the size of the mosquito, eventually they suck all of the blood out of the body and the patient will die. Of course, then there's no more blood for them to get. They fly off and go somewhere else and say, oh, well, too bad for that one. But this is what they're intent on doing is raiding every ounce of wealth that America has. And they're on overdrive right now doing this. They figured out that in order to keep their little Ponzi scheme going, that they need to grab larger and larger sums of money from the U.S. economy, from the taxpayers, from the Treasury, from the land, whatever the people, you know, that the government owns and stuff, supposedly our name. Their intent is to raid as much wealth as they can possibly get their hands on in our country. This will eventually kill the patient. Obviously. But I'm not sure that it's their specific attempt to completely murder the patient, if you will. But it's having that exact effect. And in the meantime, they're using the opportunity to flip our political system over from a republic into a Marxist / technocratic state run by them. This is another side benefit of what they're doing to us today.
Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. How many other programs are really talking in great detail about the Trilateral Commission or some of the other people out there who are mentioning it, but they're not going into great detail, really, about these people? I mean, they have probably five or six the key people in the State Department today, you know. Certainly the Undersecretary of State, second only to Hillary Clinton, who's strictly a figurehead for the Trilateralists because her husband was a member. The Undersecretary of State is a member of the Trilateral Commission. The Assistant Secretaries of State and the key people, like Richard Hess, who's chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations and a member of the Trilateral Commission. They all hold key positions determining our foreign policy. And I fear moving us ever closer to war with Iran doesn't make any sense, but very little makes sense unless you understand. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, PureWaterFreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. PureWaterFreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including plumbing, countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. If you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. But before we go on, Pat, would you like to get your website out and tell listeners how to get in touch with your organization and tell them about your financial newsletter? I know that you published that to advise people on what's happening financially and of course, what's going to happen and how they're going to be able to protect themselves in times when most people are going to lose everything they have.
I'd love to do that, Dr. Stan. My looking backwards website is augustreview.com. That's where I write mostly about the Trilateral Commission and keep up on current news on members of the Trilateral Commission. And my looking forward website is augustforecast.com. And it is free to become a bronze member on August Forecast. And The market update, which is published three times a week and covers current economics, market, and market strategies and so on, is a $99 premium service. That is $99 per year, of course. And it's a very valuable service for people who don't have a lot of time but still want to be plugged in to kind of the inside track on what's going on with the stock market, gold, silver, and so on. I do not sell investments. I do not recommend specific investments. I'm simply just writing using my experience to share with people how I view the current situation.
And I think that everybody needs help with what's going on. Well, certainly as we look and see what's going on today, President Obama has said that we are going to stay in Afghanistan until we have defeated Al-Qaeda. Well, that all sounds very well and good, but Al-Qaeda is shifting its center of operations to Yemen. Should we attack Yemen? And then, of course, certainly the initial attack on the United States on September 11th came from Saudi Arabia. 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudi Arabians, and Saudi Arabia has been financing Al-Qaeda since its inception, along with the Taliban. Maybe we ought to attack Saudi Arabia, too, and Pakistan's been doing the same thing. And so if we went to war with Al-Qaeda, we've got to attack Yemen, where they're centering their operations now. They're leaving Afghanistan. Why should they stay there and get themselves killed? They know that sooner or later we're going to move, leave, and then we'll be back again. If we did win in Afghanistan, what would we win? Why are we there to begin with? After all, if you read the 9/11 Commission staff report, you'll find Al-Qaeda didn't want to attack the United States. The last thing they wanted, the only person who wanted, was Osama bin Laden, who certainly worked very closely with the CIA all during the Afghan war, and some people think he was a CIA agent. Of course, we can trust the CIA because they said he wasn't a CIA or didn't get any money from them, but be that as it may, why are we still fighting in Afghanistan? What do we hope to accomplish when certainly the Al-Qaeda is moving to Yemen? What are your thoughts there, Pat?
You know, it's interesting that the word Al-Qaeda means the base, B-A-S-E, the base. And you'd think at first that means base, like maybe base camp or the foundation or something like that, but the way that they originally got their name is that when they did work with the CIA many years ago, that is actively work with the CIA, the CIA maintained a database of operatives that it was working with in the region. And whether or not they called it the database or whatever, the colloquialism that developed out of it was the base. As in database. It was a group of people that was defined and entered into a computer system, and they were, you know, they tracked these operatives and so on, and they trained them, and they did this, that, and the other with them. But this is supposedly how Al-Qaeda actually got its name, was from its original association with the CIA. And, of course, the CIA has since distanced themselves publicly from all of that. But still, it's a murky, murky, shadowy mess over there that we know that the intelligence community is intertwined all through the Mideast with those who would say they're enemies of our country. And there's nobody has really been able to straighten it out. All we can say for sure is it just smells like a rotten dead fish.
It really does. Some people think it maybe smells worse than a rotten dead fish, but let's go to Larry calling from Washington. Hi, Larry. How are you doing? Larry, are you there? Well, I don't hear Larry coming in, maybe. If Larry isn't there, let's go to Kent calling from West Virginia.
Yeah, I at the time Jimmy Carter was president, I lived down around Washington, and I remember he appointed some sort of a buffoonish guy who was like a country banker from Georgia. I don't know, he was Secretary of the Treasury or something. And at the time, I just noticed that the media and everything just raised holy heck about this. There was just no end of the comments and the ridicule.
Was that Burt Lance?
Burt Lance, yeah.
Sure.
And I guess thinking back now, that's probably because Carter had the audacity to appoint somebody who wasn't part of the group.
Absolutely. What are your thoughts on that, Pat?
Well, that's true. He broke all of the molds back then by appointing almost 30% of the U.S. membership to top cabinet positions in his administration. Up until that time, there was quite an influence by that crowd, certainly in politics, but he completely broke the mold by bringing in almost wholesale, almost 30% of the entire membership from the U.S. It was just a stunning act that, you know, that Carter did within really just the first few weeks of his inauguration.
And I think really what's so interesting is that when Ronald Reagan ran against Jimmy Carter, he was critical of the Trilateral Commission and said, boy, I'm not going to have anything to do with him. And yet, of course, once he got in the White House, why, he invited the members of the Trilateral Commission over for dinner. And if you want to check that fact out, it's in David Rockefeller's memoirs, where he sort of gloats about the fact that Ronald Reagan, the great conservative, would invite the members of the Trilateral Commission to the White House for dinner. Go right ahead.
Yeah, just I guess, of course, that just proves what a disaster the Carter presidency was. So I guess, you know, they're not so smart, all those smart guys anyway. And I guess even if they had, they can't, if they don't, in other words, they got all the seats they wanted except for one, and this Burt Lance, I guess he just had to go, didn't he?
He sure did, and they got rid of him. You know, I've forgotten what they did, but they got, you know, he was lucky to get out without going to jail.
Yeah, it was just merciless the way they just pounded on him just from the very start. And I always thought that was odd, you know. I didn't understand at the time, but it was, why are they picking on this guy? It was just relentless, and I guess now thinking back now, that was it.
Well, you know, they will get you. You try to fight them, they're going to make your life miserable. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No, that's it. Thanks.
Now, is this Larry or is this Kent?
This is Kent.
All right, fine. Well, then let's go to Scott, who's calling from Wisconsin. Again, our number 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. And we got Scott calling from Wisconsin. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Dr. Stan. God bless you and your host there. And I just thank him for coming in and telling the truth. You know, Dr. Stan, I got a cousin that's over in Afghanistan. And this is a deceiving delusion. And what I mean by that is the war that is going to be coming in the Bible. And that has been really put under the table, because a lot of people think that Gog and Magog is the war in Armageddon. And this situation over in that whole area is a powder keg. And we see Israel there, which is the Lord's country. The whole world is the Lord's country. But in Ezekiel, people got to read the scripture and understand that we are in this dangerous mousetrap over there. And if we don't get our soldiers out, it is going to be a major death camp that has ever been felt since World War One and Two.
I think you're a fear that you may be absolutely right, Scott. What do you think about that, Pat? Are you concerned about the possibility of a war there?
I think we're being drawn out on the battlefield, Dr. Stan, and I think it will result in the slaughter of just many more Americans before we're done.
Okay, hold on, Bish. Hang on if you want to, Scott.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit mainmilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I don't know if you heard the ad there, but Dr. Blaylock's got a good product that just came out, something that will help you as far as your brain is concerned. And certainly, we're all under attack because of the chemicals and other things that they're putting into our food and water to poison us. And if you'd like more information on that, we'll be having Russell on to talk about it. But I'll tell you, Russell is one of the smartest people I know. I'm pretty pleased to have him as a friend. And he didn't ask me to advertise his product. I went out and talked to the people who are manufacturing it. In fact, he doesn't push it at all. He thinks it's great, but he's not a marketer. So I'm going to have to get him on the program to tell you about it. Well, right now, Scott, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan.
We got two more callers, but so just one quick item and we'll let you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I just wanted to say that when we, you know, they all talk about Iran. But you know what? If you follow the Fox tracks back, it goes to Magog is Russia. Russia is a lot of the equipment in Iran is from Russia. And they're already building up in Syria. So Stan, that the end times are coming. Anybody that's awake, I'm talking about the righteous sheep, and we are clearly in the end days. But this situation over there, In Ezekiel says that it will wipe out one-third of the population.
It probably will, and thanks very much. We're going to have to let you go because we've got a full board. But I would simply point, if you want to trace it back, you don't trace it to Russia. Trace it to New York, who's been financing Russia ever since it was established. Well, let's go to Larry, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just got done watching you on a video about nation under siege. But what I wanted to talk about, back in the 80s, I subscribed to the trilateral log,
right.
Trilateralist log. I wrote them a letter and said I thought it was great for them to have get the natural resources and distribute it. The socialist line, and they started sending me a big, thick magazine of their white papers. And then when I was in the Republican Party back in the 80s, I got a thing passed here in Washington to have a congressional investigation into the influence that the CFR and the Trilateralist had upon Congress, and it passed the Republican Party and went. And if you remember,
but they didn't get this. We're not going to get any help from Congress, unfortunately. But I appreciate your calling, and certainly, Pat, do you have any comments at all on what Larry's saying?
Well, it would be nice to have an investigation, like Ron Paul is going after the Fed right now. But I fear if it ever came to that, they would simply appoint themselves as the investigators and the committee who would investigate, and we'd end up with a completely whitewashed report.
And we get the foxes watching the chickens. Larry, your job is to get people to listen to our programs and get educated. That's the way we're going to get something done. And also point out, let them know this is a spiritual battle, and behind everything going on are those powerful spiritual forces. But I appreciate everything you're doing, and just keep right after it. Let's go to Tony, who's calling from Tennessee.
Good evening, Dr. Stan.
Good evening.
Listen, I just wanted to check something there with your guest. A friend of mine is a newspaper reporter. This has been years ago. And he told me then that the war in Iraq and Afghanistan was under the big two O's, oil and opium. Now, he was in Afghanistan and prior to the invasion, what have you. He said that there was, Afghanistan is a very rich farming, country. And said, as far as you could see, there was nothing but, orchards and gardens and what have you. And then after the invasion, the first thing that I do remember seeing this on TV is they started importing food into Afghanistan. And that was because they were destroying the gardens and putting in the poppy fields.
Well, now, don't feel bad. Certainly, they've shut down farming in the Central Valley of California. Certainly, the food basket for the entire United States, a large part of the food basket for the world. But we're going to be importing food from other countries here before long. They're doing everything they can to destroy the farming in the Central Valley of California. They've just shut off their water there. Pat, do you have any thoughts about what Tony is saying about, certainly how after the United States went into Afghanistan, a country that was exporting food is now importing food?
Well, yes. I think this has been talked about and written about for a long, long time. It never hits the mainline media, of course, but sure, it's about oil. Even if we leave the opiates off the table, yes, obviously it's about oil. And the big oil companies and the people, the political forces that are trying to extract as much as they can from the region, it's about money. And oil is money. And, you have to remember, too, it was Zbigniew Brzezinski who ushered in the rise of radical Islam in Iran in the first place. It was also Zbigniew Brzezinski who just a few days ago said that if Israel summarily attacks Iran, that the United States should confront them in the air as they fly over Iraq, and if they don't turn back, the implication is shoot them down. there's a very curious relationship with the global elite and the Islamic Revolution. Now, I'm not sure I could write a book on it right now, but there is a huge connection between the global elite, as represented by the Trilateral Commission, and the Islamic Revolution and the countries that, that represents right now. Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan. And for all of the blustering that we have against Iran right now, there is still a very cozy relationship between the global elite and the leadership in Iran.
You're absolutely right, and most people don't recognize that. We've been covering for their crimes for years. Hey, we're out of time. Pat, it's been a wonderful program. Thanks so much for being with us. And Tony, we're going to have to let you go. Maybe we'll do a program that when I get back from my trip, and we'll spend a couple of hours just doing open lines and give you more time. But thanks very much for calling, and Pat, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome, Dr. Stan. God bless you.
And you too. Bye-bye. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Then I need, of course, to remind you we're having an all-day seminar. It's going to be on the 25th of October right here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay, and if you can make it, it'll be a great time. We're going to have great speakers, and you'll meet people from all over the country who feel like you do and like I do. And then, of course, I want to mention one of the best weapons we have in this battle. And it's not going to be explosives or hand grenades or rifles or pistols. It's going to be the truth and an understanding of the spiritual nature of the battle. And we need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, reprinted. So ordinarily the copies are $12.95, but you can get 60 copies for $149.95. That's a little over $2 a copy, $149.95, plus shipping. And, of course, you'll get them after we've got them printed. We can't print them until we have the funds available. So if you'd like to get that, a great Christmas presents, you can sell them. You can give them away. One fellow we talked to goes down to the Central Park in New York and offers them every weekend along with the Bible, because he's trying to explain to people we're involved in a spiritual battle. But this is a weapon, and we need to use those weapons. It's easy to read. It's simple. Got a lot of great poetry. Unfortunately, I didn't write any of it, but some of the greatest poetry of modern times is in the Brotherhood of Darkness. So if you'd like to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness for $149.95, why 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we certainly want to suggest that we've got a lot of books you should be getting. We've got a lot of tape sets to understand what's going on as far as the swine flu. You need to get our 4-tape set on the swine flu vaccine. Actually, it's a 4-CD set to understand the danger of vaccination and how they are destroying the minds of our children. And a whole generation or more of our children have been dumbed down and their minds pretty well destroyed. Why, of course, the DVD by Dr. Ayub, Mercury Autism, and the vaccine agenda, that's Mercury Autism, and the global vaccine agenda. And then, of course, Dr. Blaylock's excellent DVD on vaccines and brain development, and so much more, books on vaccination, Sherry Tinpenner's books and DVDs. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of one of my favorite people, Joyce Riley of the Power Hour. And we're going to be reviewing, certainly, what's going on. Certainly, she has her finger on the pulse of what's going on, in fact, I like to say the pulse of the devil's heartbeat, because that's what it's really all about, the pulse of the devil's heartbeat. But certainly we cover different things. Sometimes we cover the same thing. Sometimes we have the same guest. Sometimes we have different guests. But it's always a pleasure to have Joyce with us. Hi, Joyce. How are you doing?
Well, hi there, Dr. Stan. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Well, tell us what's going on that our listeners need to know about.
Well, I think if there is any one thing that I'm concerned about right now, it's the moving of the military appearing mercenaries into this Montana town. I'm concerned about this beyond all belief. Have you all been discussing this on your program?
Well, we really haven't gotten into it. I talked to William Grigg today, and he told me that he's going up there either today or tomorrow to see what's going on. But since we haven't really covered this, why don't you go ahead and tell us about this? Because it's the strangest story about an organization that nobody knows anything about, that seems to have unlimited funds, that's taken over the town. It's going to take over the police force. It's taking over a private jail that's there. It seems to have unlimited money, and nobody knows where the money's coming from. You tell the story that I think most of our listeners aren't acquainted with it.
Okay, well, thank you. Let me tell you from what I believe is probably going on there, from all that I've taken in, from all that I've read, researched, and the people that I've talked with. There was a number of vehicles that suddenly came into this town in Montana. It's only about, as I understand, about a 3,500 population town. And all of a sudden, these vehicles came into the city without any kind of notice. They happened to be SUVs, and they were SUVs that were Mercedes-Benz SUVs.
Now, is this the town that has the big private prison?
Yes, it has a private prison there. It was built 2 years ago, and yet it was never, ever utilized. It has just been a blank prison that has drawn no attention, really, to, since that time. But then it seemed that all of a sudden things changed because they had this Two Rivers Detention Center that was not being utilized, and it was the largest economic development project in years in that area of Hardin, Montana. And like I said, it's been totally vacant. So they'd looked for a lot of inmates to come there. They'd looked for prisoners to come there and never found any.
And basically, I think people have to understand that somebody had built this was a private prison that they were going to use so that people in California, they got too many prisoners, don't know what to do with them. And this would be a source of income for this town. I mean, they would have a prison there. They'd, you know, hire people that have cooks and that have guards and that have counselors and all these things. So certainly taking care of prisoners is a pretty good industry. The only trouble is that 2 years goes by, there are no prisoners. The town has to pay the interest on the bonds, and how are they going to possibly, you know, they may have to default and lose everything they've got invested, a town go bankrupt, and then suddenly this corporation comes along and wants to rent the prison, but nobody knows who they are, and nobody knows where the prisoners are coming from. Nobody can find out. So you pick up the story there, Joyce. It's
well,
a fascinating story.
The mayor probably made some kind of arrangement, or someone within the community, we don't know who it was, made some kind of arrangement that this group was going to come into town, and they were initially offered.
Hold that thought.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Joyce is giving us the background on this incredible story about this little town of Hardin up there in Montana. 3,500, and suddenly they don't have, Hardin doesn't have a police force. 10 SUVs come in, Mercedes-Benz, not simply a, you know, a Ford, something inexpensive, but when you start getting Mercedes-Benz SUVs, you know, you're talking $100,000, $125,000 all decked out. And of course, suddenly there's 10 of them there. For this little town of 3,500 that doesn't have a police force and doesn't need a police force, and somebody official has made a deal, and this organization called American Police Force is supposedly going to come up with all of these prisoners, but they don't have an address. They got a drop someplace, but they've got unlimited money. They want that prison. They're going to take over control of the town and provide a police force. They have 10 police officers or at least 10 vehicles for a little town of 3,500. So pick up the story because something sounds very strange, doesn't it, Joyce?
Right, and the attorney for the organization, Maziar Mossi, describes the Santa Ana, California company as a fledgling spinoff of a major security firm founded in 1984. However, that doesn't seem to jive with any of the other information. They said that Mafi declined to name the parent firm or provide any details of the company that was going to finance that jail operation. Mafi happens to be, now this guy's last name, it's Maziar, M-A-Z-I-A-R, Mafi, M-A-F-I, happens to be a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer in Santa Ana. And he was hired by the American Police Force only a few months ago. So the nature of this whole private security entity is very, very much under the radar right now. No one seems to know who and what they are. However, on their elaborate website, and yesterday at 10 a.m. Central, after we were off the air, we had gone into the story, told everyone about it yesterday. The website came down at 11 a.m. Central. So it was up and down all day long. It has been up and down, as I understand it. But it's an elaborate website, and it has interviews with company representatives. It says that the American Police Force claims to sell assault rifles and other weapons in Afghanistan on behalf of the U.S. military while providing security, investigative work, and other services to clients in all 50 states and most of the countries. Now, the company also boasts to have rapid response units awaiting our orders worldwide and that it can field a battalion-sized team of special forces within 72 hours.
Well, now, you could not do that unless you certainly, I mean, how would you get the automatic weapons and the other things? You got to be a CIA or an NSA or tied into the intelligence agencies or the military. It's obviously tied into some secret organization. Most people, you know, don't even know what the NSA is. That NSA stands for No Such Agency. Actually, it's a national security agency, but it is much larger than the CIA. Many members of the Congress didn't even know existed until a year or two ago. It's got far more employees than the CIA, but everything is done within the shadows because, of course, we have to keep it secret. We don't want Osama bin Laden, the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's been dead for a number of years, to find out what we're doing. So, or is it maybe they don't want the American people to know that they really aren't answerable to the American people? There are forces in our country which are not answerable to anyone. Go right ahead.
And the studies, we've got some people working on this and studying some of the government contractor databases, and they have not been able to turn up anything that having to do with the American Police Force. Even though they say that they have been doing all of these things around the world, there isn't any trace of them. So we began to look at this, and several people did some excellent, excellent research on trying to find out who and what they were. And one thing that we did find is that when you go to the website, and it is American Police Force, American Police Group.org, I believe, American Police Group.org, the big logo that will come up on the screen of American Police Force is a double-headed phoenix, or the they call it a biphasic eagle.
They must have read the latest Dan crown, because he certainly all of these Masonic emblems they have is the double eagle, and he describes all of these 33rd degree Masons with the big golden ring with the double eagle on it. So maybe it's tied into to this latest novel. Anyway, I'm just being facetious.
Well, no, I mean, who knows? But do you know what this is? Have you heard what this white bicephalic eagle actually is? What that emblem is?
Well, this is an ancient emblem. It's been around a long time. But you tell us what you found.
It is identical to the small coat of arms of the Serbian military force.
Okay.
I mean, it is identical. There's nothing changed. Not a color, not a feather. It is the same eagle that is the Serbian military force, emblem of the Serbian armed forces. And that was pretty shocking right there. Now, what does this have to do with Serbia? Well, one of their leaders was born in a country near Serbia, one of the leaders of this company. So we called Washington, D.C. today to talk with him, and the secretary there says that, he can't talk, he'll talk to you in an hour, you know, the old story, and never was able to talk with us. But this design is identical to the one that the Serbian state and the Serbian church has used since the Middle Ages. So why this is like that, I don't know. And why we'd be having an emblem that would be on a police force and on the cars of the police force. Now, we have it at the Power Hour website. If you go to thepowerhour.com and go to the news section, you will then see the emblem, and you will see the emblem that was on the police cars. Now, like I've been talking about for a long time, blue and orange is the color of the New World Order, if you will, UN blue and NATO orange. And sure enough, can you believe it, the emblem on the side of the police cars of Hardin SUVs, Mercedes-Benz SUVs, is light blue and orange. I mean, that's just a little bit hard for people to place an emblem being light blue and orange on a police force. Well, there it is, right there. And I think what happened is they were offered a lot of money in Hardin, Montana. I think they were also, there's rumors now that they were offered a dog shelter, a homeless shelter, you name it, all kinds of facilities that they could have never paid for by themselves. And someone in that community has given them a toehold in there, in which they have come in, and now they seem to be doing a whole lot more than they planned on doing. In other words, somebody didn't read the little print. And I think now, though, they have denied that they're going to be in charge of the detention center there, and they say the other rumor that was it was going to be for Guantanamo prisoners, they have denied that now and said that there are going to be no Guantanamo prisoners there. So everybody is asking the question, who is going to be put into this prison? Now, this comes at the same time, of course, within just 2 days of the shutdown of KGEZ radio station in Kalispell, Montana, which is a big broadcaster of a lot of Patriot programs. So KGEZ The Edge was shut down on Thursday, and granted, I will tell you that they had a bankruptcy issue that came out of a slander suit. John Stokes, who is the owner of that station, The Edge, was sued in a slander suit of something that he had said about someone in the local town. He was sued. The judge awarded $5 million, unbelievably egregious kind of settlement, and said that John Stokes had to pay $5 million. Well, he doesn't have that at all. He doesn't have anything. He has a radio station, and that's it. Well, the other side of that coin is that the radio station also has radio towers that are in the way of the new runway for the airport. So there's been a lot of talk about them wanting this property for an airport, and John would not sell it for the airport. So now here comes a slander suit, then comes a $5 million settlement, then comes the feds in last Thursday shutting down KGEZ radio. Now, they are the most activist station in that whole area. And I have to say that Hardin is just about due east of Billings, but still, Kalispell, Montana does have a tremendous amount of listeners and supporters in that area that, I don't know, just could be a coincidence or it could be not. But this group comes into town now. They have a leader that is a self-professed captain We don't know what kind of captain he is, but he calls himself a captain. So I've just decided that I think I'm going to go ahead and call myself a general, since that's all we have to do is just pick a rank and, you know, be that. That's kind of what they say this man did. He is some kind of self-professed captain. But the parent company, it looks like, is there some involvement with a company called Allied Defense Systems and another one called Defense Product Solutions. Now, this company's registered. Now, Defense Product Solutions registered its domain name only on June 19th of 2009. Allied Defense Systems registered their domain name in March of 2007. And the websites read a lot alike. Some of the wording in describing their mission is almost identical. The website's administrative contact is a guy named Mohammed Abdallah. Abdallah is listed as the COO, the operating officer, chief operating officer for a company in Anaheim, California. Then it gets real strange because the admin email there is for a Mr. Edward Angelino, who just happens to be listed as a small business contact for Defense Logistics Services, which is a company that appears to be providing foreign military sales support for the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. So all of this looks like it is a wag-the-dog company. In other words, they're wagging the dog with not a real company behind it. But this is a stand that's being made in Hardin, Montana. And a lot of people say, well, why would they do this in Montana? Because they've got guns there. People are up on the know of what's going on. They're patriots. Why would they do this in Montana? And my response is, because if they can do it in Montana, they can do it anywhere.
Hold on. We'll be right back in just a moment with Joyce Riley.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work
best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest is Joyce Riley. And certainly Joyce says there's another thing she's really concerned about. Somebody had leaked her a memorandum from the FDIC. For those of you who don't know, why all of the banks in the United States are insured by the FDIC with the full faith and credit of the United States. And you do not have to worry about the money in the bank because it's insured by the government. But the trouble is, our government doesn't have any money. It's having to borrow half of $5 billion a day just to pay its bills. The FDIC has the fund, though. You don't have to worry. The only trouble is the fund's gone. And the FDIC, of course, has the right to go to the Treasury and borrow $500 billion. They have a line of credit. But the Treasury doesn't have any money. And how can you borrow money from a Treasury that is part of a government that's having to borrow $5 billion a day simply to pay its bills? And so basically the FDIC is planning on assessing all the banks, you know, so that the banks will pay money to the FDIC and then the FDIC will insure the banks. The only trouble is that they're going to have to get so much money from the banks that many of the banks are going to go into bankruptcy, and we've already lost 95 banks so far this year. And I think that probably, and we've heard from people very smart, that another 100 or 200 banks are going down in the next 4 months, and that down the line, probably, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 American banks are going under. The greatest catastrophe, but they've been concealing this from the American people. So pick the story up there, Joyce.
All right. And with the operations of the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, what they've been doing is they get a check basically from each bank, or monies from each bank, on a quarterly basis to help fund it, to insure anyone who has a deposit there. So if you have your $1,000 in that bank, it is guaranteed that if that bank goes under, that they, up until the past, they would have guaranteed it to $100,000. Now, when the confidence got real shaky in the banking system, the banks did an incredibly bright PR move. They said, what are we going to do? Everybody's worried about taking their money out. They're scared. Let's go ahead and tell them, hey, we'll insure your money to $250,000. Well, it worked. Everybody sat back and said, phew, that's good. Now we know they've got a lot of money, because if they can insure every account for $250,000, then we're okay. They didn't have it. They don't have it, and they're not going to have it. Now, the problem is that you and I have our money in a bank, and I don't care if it's $10 or $100,000. If another major bank goes under, there is not going to be one dime to pay anybody. The Colonial Bank group that just went under, that took a tremendous amount of the money. There is nothing there. Now, it was my understanding until recently, Dr. Stan, that they were 25% capitalized. Lo and behold, when I get this memo from the FDIC, it is showing that they not only have no money, but they probably are going to go into the negative column as of tomorrow. Now, let me explain that. The entire banking system, and probably the Fed, given the quantity of Fannie and Freddie paper that it has been and is eating, been eating of recent, is insolvent. Now, the government is lying to you. Now, they're putting on this big show about how, well, we can pay for medical care. We'll pay for everybody medical care. They don't even have the money to keep FDIC afloat. Now, what does this mean to you? That means that if FDIC goes under and another bank fails, they have no money to pay off anybody. And this is all a Ponzi scheme. They're taking money from the Social Security money to put it into the FDIC, to move it into Social Security, wherever they need it. Because if everybody went to get their money at the same time, they wouldn't have the money in the bank. And, yes, it is because of, due to a large part, the fiat banking system. Now, what I'm talking about here and everything that we're talking about financially, we're really talking about what's related to the private loans, the residential loans. We're not even touching on what the situation is with the commercial real estate, which is about to tank also, and overstating those loans by probably about 50%. But here's the situation. The FDIC now, I believe, has a negative balance. And the reason I say that is that there is a summary here in this FDIC memo. There is the background and the projections. And let me read to you the May 2009 Special Assessments Final Rule. Now, they told all the banks, you know, you have to pay us this quarterly money. Well, they upped the quarterly money and asked each bank to put in more money. Then they did two emergency draws, which I was not aware of. I knew there was one. I did not know there was two, in which they had two emergency draws on these banks also to help out the FDIC. Well, in May 2009, to prevent the fund balance in the FDIC from falling to a close level to or below zero.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Joyce Riley.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iOtterol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
It is bankrupt. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's certainly what Joyce Riley, somebody leaked her an internal memo from the FDIC, and it basically said that the FDIC is negative, it's bankrupt, it doesn't have the money. They're desperately trying to raise the money from the banks because they can't get it from the Treasury Department. They've got a line of credit, but the Treasury doesn't have any money because the federal government's having to borrow $5 billion a day, which means, of course, if they try to get the money from the banks, it means that one or 200 banks will go down, more banks will go down before this year ends. And also, of course, I was commenting that the FHA, Federal Housing Authority, is bankrupt. The Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and certainly Ginnie Mae, they're certainly on the verge of insolvency. The Federal Benefit Guarantee Corporation, Finance Corporation, that guarantees your pensions, they're underfunded. The whole house of cards is coming down. And, of course, what are we talking about? Well, we're talking about Michael Moore's latest film. We're talking about a tsunami in Samoa. And they're totally covering up what's really going on, which foretells, you know, a total collapse, because when this word gets out, well, it's going to have a devastating effect on the stock market and everything else. Go right ahead, Joyce.
Well, I also, before we finish here, I want to give out the listeners a way to find out how your bank is doing that we're really not supposed to know about. This is for really bank use only. There's no reason why you can't. It's not some kind of closed website, but I'm going to show you how to get information on your own bank a couple of ways, so get ready with a pencil and paper. But let me just tell you that this says that as of today, they're going to be in the negative column. That means that basically, depending on what they're using as their balance sheet, as far as what they have in another reserve fund, pretty much they're going to be out of money.
You're talking about the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Company, that guarantees your bank account and the money that you have in the bank, whether it be CDs or, you know, your savings account, with the full faith and credit of the American government, which is essentially bankrupt.
And they say that they're now going to be providing for anticipated failures. So they know exactly what's going on. Now, under the recommendations, here's what they've decided. They're going to, so now because of the problems they've got and the liquidity, well, the lack of liquidity, here's what they say, is that they're going to have a problem, in the major problem, in the first quarter of 2010. But I think right now there's going to be another problem at the end of 09, this last quarter of 09, that probably the first quarter of 10 is going to be probably the worst. That's when I'm afraid in the middle of the winter we're going to have horrendous problems in the United States and chaos, total chaos. Now, they're going to say that they're going to impose no further special assessments under a final rule adopted in May 2009. They're going to maintain assessment rates at their current levels. They're going to extend the amended restoration plan, and they're going to require all institutions to prepay now. In other words, you prepay where they used to pay at the end of the quarter, you prepay now because they need the money so desperately. They say that there is an alternative, which is borrowing from the Treasury or the Federal Financing Bank. I'm not familiar with the FFB, the Federal Financing Bank, but they say that would also increase the liquid assets available to fund future resolutions, and but would not increase the fund balance, which is where they have the problem right now. So I'm not going to go into this any further, but I think that we know enough now to know that you need to check on your bank, find out what the status of your bank is. I did that. Now, I checked my parents' banks. I checked a number of other banks, and I have to tell you that some of our banks that I found out are really in trouble. Now, one of the first ways to go to the website is go to bankrate.com, BANKRATE.com. When you go to Bankrate, it's going to rate your bank from 1 to 5 stars, 5 being the best, of course. Now, if you have 5 stars or 4 stars, you probably don't have that much to worry about because they don't have a lot of subprime loans. But I went and I called the vice president of my banks and I asked them, what is the percentage of your involvement in subprime loans? And I think that's a question everybody ought to be asking your bank. There's no reason why you can't call them and ask them that. They need to tell you that. But I did find one, let me just go ahead. So go to bankrate.com. You put in your bank and you put in the zip code of it. You need to know where it is chartered. So if you have a bank that is chartered in a different town or a different state, you may need to have to find that out. But usually you can go and put your bank's name in there and the zip code, the city, and it'll bring up the information on that particular bank. Now, another one, now this is one that people do not know about, and it is the banker's website to check on other banks. You go to FFIEC, that's Frank Frank, I-E-C as in Charlie, .gov. Now, that's a website that you put in, you go to, go back here, you go to, on the left-hand side, it will say Financial Institution Info. FFIEC.gov. So click on Financial Institution Info, and it will take you to FDIC Institution Directory. You click on Institution Directory, and then you can go to your bank, or just go around the website and find out what you need to find. But you'll eventually find where you can put in your name, the name of your bank, and then you can find out its balance statement, what condition it's in, and you can get all of the balance sheets for the past 6 months, or the past 6 quarters, I believe, are on this website. So it's much more thorough, but you pretty much need to know how to read the bottom line of a balance sheet of a bank. So some of you that are into finances, you may be very helpful in helping people to understand what these mean. Now, I did find a story that the FDIC, now this is a story stating that the plan that regulators proposed Tuesday, which was, of course, yesterday, to have these U.S. banks prepay $45 million in insurance premium is not going to provide a long-term fix for the shrinking fund that insures bank deposits. Now, I had this story, plus I had the internal memo, so they totally fit together. So I know that this is... the figures are the same, the information's pretty much the same, but they don't talk about how bad it is in the story, of course, that was available on the Internet. Regulators said they expect the cost of bank failures to grow to about $100 billion over the next four years, up from an estimate of $70 billion earlier this year. And remember, as Dr. Stan said, we've had 90-some bank failures already this year, and it's not going to get any better. There's no reason why it should get any better. So those two websites are good to go to. I would encourage you to have all of your friends and family that have relationships with banking institutions to find out how solvent they are. Simply go in there. You have a right to know that. I mean, if you came to the Power Hour and wanted to know if I was going to be able to send your products out this week, and you said, look, are you guys doing okay? Are you going to be able to get my products out to you? I should tell you that. Now, if you call the bank, you should be able to say to them, how solvent are you? I'd like to talk to you about your bottom line, especially if you've got some serious investments in a bank. Now, one bank that I was checking on, they only had 1 star. And I mean, that is not good at all. That you probably want to consider either talking to somebody who knows financial matters, because I certainly do not. I'm not into it. You know, I've got a checking account like everybody else. But if I saw a 1 star there, I would think very strongly about wanting to pull my account into a place that had 4 or 5 stars and that was much more solvent, because these banks are going to start going down. If you want to know the latest banks that have gone under, you can go to FDIC.gov and it will show you the latest one. I think it's Georgia Colonial Bank, if I'm not sure, went under recently. Now, they're really not talking about these banks in the news media, but I just think it's time for us to take charge of our own lives and know what's going on around us. Don't trust anybody. I don't care if it's your grandfather who's on the board of a bank. I don't care if it's my father, I have to tell you, was on the board of a bank, and he did not even know anything about the federal about the Fed being a quasi-federal bank. He didn't know anything about that. He thought the Federal Reserve was a federal bank, and he was on the board of directors of a bank. So it's important that people understand right now it is getting ready to happen. There's no way out of this now. And for them to be posturing and dancing around the idea of we can do health care for you, we can have a total health care plan with a public option and things are great, all we need to do is just, print some money. No. And I don't know, Dr. Stan, you know a lot more about what's going on behind the scenes, but they are putting on this this dog and pony show of a health care plan when people are about ready to lose their money or there's about ready to be a change in the financial currency that we use because Japan is distancing themselves from us. I mean, I don't care if it's let's take an example. Japan, the president of Japan that just took over last week, he's already started saying that he wants to do away with the dollar. He's already distanced himself from the United States, saying that the United States is responsible for the problems that we've got financially now. Then you've got this announcement that tonight or through this week there's going to be a red light at the Empire State Building. It's going to be all in red, and that's to honor the Chinese 60th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party. And it looks as though that the ownership of the Empire State Building evolves around perhaps behind it the Japanese. The Japanese are starting to cozy up to the Chinese. I mean, we're looking now at, I think, worldwide chaos that hasn't begun yet. We haven't even started to feel a thing yet as to what is going to happen. And everyone needs to start preparing themselves because it's looking really ugly. Dr. Stan, would you agree with that?
Well, I would certainly. This is the message we've been putting out for a long time. I would point out that one of the smartest people in the financial world is a woman named Meredith Whitney. Meredith Whitney, and you can look her up on the Internet. She puts out something, I read her every day, called Fierce Finance. But she was the one, of course, who anticipated that the market was going to collapse last year. She was the one who pointed out that Citigroup was really, for all intents and purposes, bankrupt. And this is one of the three or four largest banks in the United States. But Meredith Whitney has said that there will be 300 banks that will go down this year. And now we've lost 95. We've got 4 months to go. And she has reiterated this statement. She's never taken it back and said, oh, we're just going to have to reconsider. Maybe I was wrong. We've got the, 4 months to go, October, November, December. No, we've got just 3 months to go. And her prediction still stands. Maybe she's overstating a little bit, but what happens if she's not? The only thing the FDIC can do now is start demanding money from the banks so they can maintain their bailout, some banks. But if they demand more money from the banks, a lot of these banks are going to go under because they'll have to give so much money to the FDIC, they won't be able to maintain adequate reserves, and that'll be the end of them. Yes, I think you're absolutely right, Joyce. We're sitting on a powder keg. The fuse is burning, and the average person is watching television and of course, watching football, NFL football. Now, I enjoy a good football game, but we also need to warn people that everything they have spent their whole lives accumulating is in jeopardy today. And if they have money in the stock market, get out of the stock market. If you have money, and remember, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just a retired orthopedic surgeon, but I've been studying this for 47 years. If you have money in the banks, get your money out of the banks into something that will preserve its value, because I think there's going to be an awful lot of people when this next crisis comes that are going to suddenly be wiped out. A lot of people got into the stock market thing. They're going to make back what they lost. Well, I would say this is not the time to be in the market. If you've gone back in, if I were you, I would certainly get it out and do not put it in the bank. You've got to use your own initiative and your own judgment to know where to put it. But it is at times like this the smart people will make a fortune. In fact, I would point out that the people who run the two hedge funds, one is a man named John Paulson, and not Henry Paulson, but John Paulson. The other is the people who run one called PIMCO, P-I-M-P-C-O. Last year, they made billions of dollars. One of the presidents of the two hedge funds, I think, took home a personal salary of about $3.2 billion. That was his reward for doing so well. You can imagine how much they made. And what are they doing? They're positioning themselves for the coming crash and collapse. So I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but if I don't tell people, why, of course, I'm not doing what I'm not paid to do. I don't get paid for what I do. I don't get a salary. I'm here on the front lines trying to get the information out to protect the people, and, of course, so they can begin to understand what lies ahead. And, of course, behind everything going on, our powerful spiritual force, which is, I believe, are going to bring God's terrible judgment on this country because, as Thomas Jefferson said so well, you know, talk about what happens. God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Ladies and gentlemen, that justice is coming due, and very, very soon, at least the financial part of it. So thank you very much for bringing that up, Joyce. I think that's a vitally important issue.
Well, and I wish we didn't have to talk about that. It makes people very uncomfortable. It frightens people. I was had a meeting with an attorney the other day, and I mentioned it to the attorney, and the attorney had no idea about any of this and went to the website. And the attorney deals in trust. And I thought to myself, whoa. I said, you might want to check out where your trusts are held for your clients here. And went to the website, and sure enough, her bank was in trouble. Now, all I can say is, you know, none of us like to have to think about this. But, you know, some people are recommending that people have several thousand dollars out of the bank in case it shuts down. Of course, a lot of people are getting into commodities, gold and silver, if they have the money to do that. But having the money outside of the bank to be able to do something with, because if there is a restructuring of the dollar, if they decide to, for instance, let's say, worst case, they have a call on the dollar, the Federal Reserve note, and they tell everyone, bring in all of your Federal Reserve notes, and we will give you the new ABDC, Amero currency, Obama dollar, whatever it is. I don't know what it's going to be. But let's say they told everybody to do that, and they had you bring in all of your cash, and you give them $1,000, and they give you back $700. Or you, for every $10 you give them, they give you back $7. That's kind of what I think the restructuring might look like. I've talked to a lot of people, and that's what they think might happen. And then we'd have this new Obama currency or whatever. And I'm really, really thinking that this may happen. Now, there was a lot of talk about a bank holiday, and of course, Bob Chapman says he doesn't think that's going to happen right now. And I think one of the reasons may be that there is such a tenuous situation now with the bank that it would cause an absolute run on the bank. It would, you know, there's nothing that could be gained.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The magnetic care cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest has been Joyce Riley, and I got so involved, I almost committed the unforgivable sin. I forgot to give Joyce a chance to get out her, certainly your telephone number and her website. So you go right ahead, Joyce.
No, my phone number, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowerhour.com, and please vote with your dollars, listeners. It's so important right now. We need your support. He needs your support, and do the right thing. And yes, and we had even somebody who emailed me that listens in China, has listened for years to the Power Hour. It's just incredible. So the word is getting out, but each one teach 10 in this country and talk to people as fast as you can, because without getting that information out to other people, we're not going to have our foxhole group that we can be associated with.
And let me just point out that if you want to hear Joyce, of course, you can go to the Power Hour, or you can go to my website, and you can actually go to RadioLiberty.com, satellite, or listen, and actually you can listen to Joyce on our satellite link, just as you can listen to us on Joyce's satellite link. So we are linked together, and we don't get a chance to talk very often, but it's always a pleasure to have you, Joyce. God bless, and please keep in touch. Anything good, big comes up, give me a call. We'll put you on.
God bless. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan, and everyone out there.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, I hope you enjoyed what Joyce had to say. And I think she's absolutely right. I think we're on the edge of something big. And make your preparations accordingly. Now, one of the things that you need to do is understand what's going on. And one of the best sources of information is going to be our conference. It's going to be held on the 25th of October. That's what, just about 26 days from now, the Optaw Seascape Golf Course, and we're bringing in speakers from all over the world. So if you can come, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We're serving lunch, so you got to have a reservation. Oh, it looks like we're going to have a great crowd out. We're well over 100, and I anticipate we'll have close to 200 before the time arrives. But if you're coming, give us a call now and reserve a place. 1-800-544-8927. That's the 25th of October, and should be a great program. A great day. Starts early in the morning, goes till late at night. And then, of course, as far as a vehicle that will help you reach others, there's no better vehicle I know than my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Not because I'm a great writer, because I'm not. But it's not a lot. Some of the greatest poetry ever written in the book, I didn't write it. But, of course, we put that there as a backdrop to telling you what's really going on, who really runs the world, and And, of course, the spiritual battle is taking place. And since this time, we're all out of books. We're at 8 or 9 or 10 printings. I've lost track. But if you'd like to get a case of the books, ordinarily the book sells for $12.95. You can get a case of them, 60 copies, a little over $2 a case, for $149.95. And you can sell them. You can give them away. You can do whatever you want to. But give us a call if you'd like to get them. Now, you won't get them until after we've had them printed. And we won't, of course, use your money until we've got the adequate funding to reprint the book. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And you'll get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness for $149.95 plus shipping. A great way to introduce people to understand what's going on and to educate them, because that has to be our major weapon at the present time. That, and of course, hoping that the Lord will look after us and provide for us and help us during the very difficult times that lie ahead. And you think that we've had bad times up till now? Let me suggest you haven't seen anything, because there's an organized effort to ship our jobs and our manufacturing and our wealth overseas and impoverish the American people. Again, if you have not yet heard my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, the talk on the Forbidden Secret and on the Financial Armageddon, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to understand the swine flu vaccine. We have a 4-tape set. You need to understand vaccinations, and that's mercury autism and the global vaccine agenda.
You worry. You see the signs and